Late in October, with winter imminent, Martha's Vineyard had no homeless shelter. Father Chip Seedale, an Episcopal priest, was part of the group looking for a new location. We're with him checking out a possibility in Oak Bluffs, the Portuguese American Club.
It's basically a function hall. I think it's going to serve our purpose as well. It certainly will be big enough, as far as I know.
Seedale hopes it could be the right place to open a single location shelter and have at least some paid staff.
The problem with having this in more than one site for this winter was we probably were not going to be able to recruit so many volunteers.
The club looked good, but when the committee studied the space more closely, they realized it wasn't large enough to socially distance 13 homeless guests and two overnight staff. They were once again up against a very Vineyard problem, real estate. Money wasn't the issue. Martha's Vineyard Hospital pledged $150,000, and family foundations started coming forward, five so far, plus individual donors. Hospital CEO Denise Schapisi says the trouble finding a location has a lot to do with the stigma of homelessness.
Absolutely. And when we think homeless, you know, we think, oh God, these are people nobody wants in their backyard, right? They're in your backyard. They're sleeping in your sheds. They're sleeping in cars outside the woods.
Before the rotating shelter system started 5 years ago, just about the only place for homeless people to go on cold nights was the hospital emergency room. Dr. Karen Casper remembers it well.
We give people blankets, we give people food, we give people what they need, and I don't think we thought twice about doing it. It was the right thing to do.
So the island went from having no shelter to a system in which the actual beds had to be moved between three different locations each week. COVID-19 has pushed the community toward a more permanent solution, albeit only for the five coldest months of the year right now. And still, after months of looking and offering to pay rent near $10,000 a month, no space seemed to be available. Then, a breakthrough. The Vineyard Trust offered the basement of the old Whaling Church.
It's in a wonderful location. It's on the bus line. It's in downtown Edgartown.
Karen Tui is director of the homelessness prevention organization, Harbor Homes. She says the space is about 2,500 square feet, more than enough to meet COVID-19 guidelines.
And I think it's going to be comfortable, safe, and a healthy environment for all of the individuals that may get to use it.
This will be an emergency shelter open to anyone, including people who don't qualify for temporary housing in hotels because of behavioral history or an encounter with police. With the new location, the committee is talking about adding hours, so guests can come in from the cold by 5 p.m. instead of 7, stay until 9 a.m., and come inside to warm up for 2 hours in the middle of the day. Tui says they're consulting with Martha's Vineyard Hospital on COVID-19 safety.
This is also a turning point for the island because there's a recognition that shelter is needed.
The hope is to create a dedicated shelter and a lasting change in how the Vineyard extends a hand to the unhoused. For CAI, I'm Jeanette Barnes.